In Iran, the pace of dissent among women has gained momentum. Here's how Hadi Gaimi of Human Rights Watch describes the situation.
The women's movement in general is in the forefront of social activism in Iran at the moment. They have been prosecuted since March 8th of last year. Many of them have an open case pending against them, and two of them are in arbitrary detention in solitary confinement.
Those two are the last of 33 women protesters rounded up in a demonstration earlier this month. They'd been demonstrating against the trials of others who led a protest last summer. One of the leaders of that demonstration, Fariba Davoodi Mohajer, avoided trial when the government allowed her to leave the country. Human rights activists say Iranian authorities more and more are encouraging dissidents to leave in hopes of weakening the protest movement and avoiding the creation of martyrs in jail. Fariba Davoodi Mohajer arrived 2 weeks ago in Washington, D.C. We sat down with Mohajer at the offices of the National Endowment for Democracy, where she was visiting, to talk about the status of the women's movement in Iran.
What do you make of the government's crackdown on women's groups protesting then? For example, March 4th, last summer. The climate is very severe for women activists.
March 4th was very symbolic in the sense that it was a brave move by the women who came and protested. They were protesting because they wanted to show solidarity for the other women who were to be put on trial. And this is significant given the very dangerous climate in Iran today, that these women had the guts to stand up. And what they're saying is that there is another line of defense. If you take these women, there are more behind them. And we will be there, and you will hear our voices. The government has to understand that it is in a woman's blood to speak out, and they will no longer be silent and scared that, for example, a group of top leaders will be held in prison because they know that there will be another group of women that will come behind them. And the strength of the women's movement is that the women are not fearful of what will happen to them next, that there is another cadre of women who will come and support them.
A journalist by trade, Mohajer worked for a string of newspapers that were shut down by the Iranian government. The diminutive, almost winsome blonde has delicate features that belie her strength. Now 43, she looks a decade younger. It's hard to picture her spending 40 days in solitary confinement, which she endured in 2001. When we met her, Mohajer had just come from the gym, where she lifted weights to prepare, she said, half-jokingly, for her next arrest. Indeed, she will likely be jailed if she returns to Iran, which she says she's planning to do. After the June 12th protest last year, the Iranian authorities charged Mohajer with acting against national security, propaganda against the state, and giving interviews and disseminating falsehoods. So she and the other women activists decided to avoid direct confrontation with the police and went door to door in what they called the 1 million signatures campaign. They asked women and men to sign a petition demanding changes in Islamic laws which allow for stoning women, denying women inheritance and equal rights, child custody, and other basic rights. Human Rights Watch calls the campaign a win-win enterprise because even if a woman fails to sign the petition, she's informed about her rights.
Let me just give you a little bit of history of how this came about. This was actually after June 12th, when 70 women were arrested. We got together and we thought about what it is that we could do. And one of the younger members of our group said, well, why don't we come up with a campaign where we actually go door to door and knock on people's doors and talk to them about the discriminatory laws that are inside Iran? Because what we thought is that we have many members who are young, who have husbands and children, and you can't expect that all of them would be in a situation where they could afford going to prison. Usually we try to go during hours when the men might not be at home because we found that if the men are home, they don't allow their wives to sign the document.
And
it's very interesting because we also ask these women, what is your identity? For me, I am a woman from Tehran. My identity and my cause might be to change the discriminatory laws or to talk about gender discrimination. But we're very curious what it is that the rural Iranian women want. And there's two issues that they're concerned with. One is to have financial independence, and second is to stop violence against women within the household. And so in the end, when we present this, when we have gathered 1 million signatures and we present this to the government and to the people, they actually will be able to read what it is that women wish and desire in various different regions around the country.
It sounds like you are all very passionate, you yourself very courageous. You're actually planning to return to Iran knowing that you'll be going to prison?
The real courage belongs to the young women. Specifically, I have the story of one woman who was arrested on that June 12th event, and she was beaten very badly by the police forces. And then when she went home, after 3 days, she was beaten again by her father. And these are the stories that give you a sense of, you know, what is at stake for these young women and how they put themselves in danger because they want the society to be better.
We spoke with Fariba Davoodi Mohajer at the office that her son-in-law, Ali Afshari, occupies at the National Endowment for Democracy. Back in Iran, the two activists passed through the same prison. Afshari was himself a prominent dissident and former leader of the Iranian student protest movement. During his imprisonment, between 2000 and 2003, Afshari was tortured and spent 400 days in solitary confinement. This year, the family, now reunited in Washington, will be together for the approaching Persian New Year, called Nowruz. The two women arrested this month, who remain in solitary confinement at Evin Prison in Tehran, are Shadi Sadr, a journalist and lawyer who helped to overturn the convictions of women sentenced to death, and Mahbubeh Abbas Golizadeh, a member of the campaign against stoning. Our producer, Devar Ardalan, interpreted for Ms. Mohajer. To read profiles of some of the key players in the Iranian women's movement and to hear more from Human Rights Watch on their status, visit npr.org.